USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump holding a Keep America Great Again rally in New Mexico as Democratic candidate Elizabeth Warren holding a rally in Washington Square Park in New York City. As for the latest CNN poll of the Democrats, former Vice President Joe Biden leading with 24%, Warren at 18%, Bernie Sanders with 17% of the vote, Kamala Harris at 8%, and Mayor Pete at 6%.
I think the New York Times made another terrible mistake. It's a shame.
In other news, the New York Times at it again before boarding Air Force One, President Trump addressing an article with yet another unsubstantiated accusation against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Here's the president.
That a thing like that could happen. I see they're making a big correction today. They just announced there's a correction.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eric, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Hurricane season far from over. In fact, it runs through November 1st, and in the Bahamas, people there are still dealing with a devastating blow from Hurricane Dorian. USA Radio's John Clemens with the update.
There are no fully operational hospitals in the Bahamas left devastated by the hurricane that began September 1st with 185 mile-per-hour winds. Meanwhile, one facility has been set up by Samaritan's Purse, providing care to 100 patients a day. Mark Green of the U.S. Agency for International Development gives us an update.
This team on the ground is providing urgently needed aid, including basic food, shelter, and health support. USAID is working across the interagency, including with Health and Human Services and the U.S. Northern Command and U.S. Coast Guard for logistical support and to augment search and rescue operations.
Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down almost 143 points, the NASDAQ off 23 points, the S&P 500 down 9. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The latest now on the situation in Saudi Arabia. USA Radio's Wendy King reports.
More problems in the aftermath of that drone attack at Saudi oil facilities. The president tweeted he was awaiting verification from the Saudis as to who's to blame for the attacks. He also said he'd wait to hear from Riyadh under what terms we should proceed. The president has authorized the use of a strategic petroleum reserve to stabilize global oil supply and the price at the pump.
A panel of judges reviving a lawsuit against Fox News. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
An appeals court reviving a lawsuit filed by the family of murdered DNC staffer Seth Rich against Fox News for allegedly intentionally spreading conspiracy theories about Rich's death. A three-judge panel of the Second Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that a lower court judge was wrong to dismiss the suit in which Joel and Mary Rich alleged they were targeted by Fox, one of its reporters, and a wealthy Texas money manager in a bizarre scheme to drag the Rich's murdered son into an international controversy over hacked Democratic emails. Rich was fatally shot in July of 2016 in what Washington, D.C. police called a mugging gone wrong. But conspiracy theorists suggested that Rich was murdered because he, and not Russian hackers, had leaked DNC emails to WikiLeaks. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.